happen to all the good times we used to have, the times we cried and laughed. I wanna know, I wanna know, will you ever love me again, or will I find out that this is the end? That you'd believe me, then why'd you ever leave me? I'm standing here all alone, without a girl of my own. Can't you see you're hurting me? Don't you
News. I'm Dave Packard. Changes to the infant and children vaccine schedule from a new panel handpicked by HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. now recommending to separate the chickenpox vaccine from the widely used combination vaccine that fights measles, mumps, and rubella. They're also debating the hepatitis vaccine suggested for every newborn in America for decades. Reaction from Sean O'Leary, a member of the American Academy of Pediatrics Committee on Infectious Diseases.
This committee is illegitimate.
Before he left the UK today, President Trump met with Prime Minister Keir Starmer, officially announcing a new science and technology partnership. Starmer.
This tech partnership has the power to change lives. It's our chance to ensure that technologies like AI, quantum, and others amplify human potential.
The University of North Carolina is in a shelter in place after police received an anonymous post on social media claiming someone on campus might have a gun. This is ABC News. York County District Attorney Tim Barker says three police officers were killed Wednesday in an ambush by a man who was wanted for stalking an ex-girlfriend. He says 24-year-old Matthew James Ruth was hiding at his ex-girlfriend's home in southern Pennsylvania when officers came in to arrest him. ABC's Mola Lange reports.
According to authorities, this was not a long relationship that his ex-girlfriend and he had not apparently dated for very long, but they were involved, and that he, according to the ex-girlfriend, had sort of stalked and prowled around the house, and that there were several incidents leading up to the shootout with police that had made her uncomfortable, things that she had wanted to report before, including her pickup truck that had been set on fire.
Korean automaker Hyundai has confirmed plans to expand the Georgia plant that was the scene of an immigration raid earlier this month. The company says it plans to invest $2.7 billion to boost production capacity over the next 3 years. Dave Packer, ABC News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight and tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms. A low tonight close to 60, high tomorrow in the mid-70s. Storm chances continue for the weekend, although less rain around. High temperatures will remain in the 70s. Currently, it's 66.
I love the colorful clothes you wear. And the way the sunlight plays upon her head. I hear the sound of a gentle wind on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me
smile. Softly smile, I know she must be kind. In her eyes, she goes with me to a
She's by my excitation.
Against memories, but you don't need them to appreciate the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
You don't know how
Green Bay's new home for local news and now timeless hits. It's 97.9 WGBW. Hey, I'm Chris Morrow. We've got more on the way in just a bit. Also, don't forget Dan Marcus in the morning, 6 to 9. Community interviews, great songs, and the stories behind your favorites on 97.9 WGBW.
Do you think you're stronger than local police and first responders? It's Amanda with another new WISCO 411 for you. And I bet I got your attention because the 10th annual Unity Walk Fall Fest is on Saturday, September 20th from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m. This event celebrates unity, fun, and the fall spirit. You can enjoy live music by local artists, games for all ages, a raffle, and a friendly tug-of-war game with police and first responders. It's a perfect day out for the whole family, so check it out by going to WGBW.FM and clicking events.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Are you looking for ways to give back to your local community? Use VolunteerWisconsin.org to find opportunities to volunteer your time with organizations making a difference near you. As we celebrate United Ways Month, we're also celebrating you. Visit VolunteerWisconsin.org or get in touch with your local United Way or Volunteer Center to find out more about local opportunities to get involved. VolunteerWisconsin.org is hosted by United Way of Wisconsin and Serve Wisconsin. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
My call, but when I met that little girl, I knew that I would fall for a little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool. She'd play around and tease me with her carefree devil eyes. Hold me close and kiss me, but her heart was full of lies. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool, I was a fool. Oh yeah.
She told me how she cared for me and that we'd never part. And so for the very first time, I gave away my heart. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool, I was a fool. Oh yeah.
The next day she was gone and I knew she lied to me. She left me with a broken heart, won her victory. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool, I was a fool. Oh yeah.
Well, I played this game with other hearts, but I never thought I'd see the day when someone else would play love's foolish game with me. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
My old friend, I've come to talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more, people talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. No one did disturb the sound of silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words, like silent raindrops, fell and echoed the wells of silence. The people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made, and the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming, and the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, tenement halls, whispering of silence.
Who are your customers? Right now, you've found 97.9 WGBW. Your customers probably have too. So get your message out to them. Contact WGBW 262-634-3311 or go online to WGBW.fm and click the advertise link on the top of the page. WGBW.fm, then advertise.
Whenever I'm asked just a white dove sail before she sleeps in the sand. How many times must the cannonballs fly before they're forever banned? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
How many years must a mountain exist before it is washed to the sea?
How many years can some people exist before they're allowed to be free? How many times can a man turn his head and pretend that he just doesn't see?
The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. How many times must a man look up before he can see the sky? How many ears must one man have before he can hear people cry? Is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
WGBW.
Get brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter.
Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, when your head is much lighter. Someday, yeah, we'll walk in the rays of a beautiful.
Be brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter.
Hits. We are like prom and homecoming and Sadie Hawkins and spring break all rolled into one. 97.9 FM WGBW.
Telephone to ring. No more lonely days. My baby's taken care. and she knows how to use it. My baby loves love. My baby loves love, and she's got what it takes. And she knows how to use it. She's the only one. Made me feel so good. Can't believe my love. So I'm not gone. She knows how to use it. My baby loves, my baby loves love, and she's got what it takes. And she knows how to use it. My baby loves, my baby loves love, and she's got what it takes. And she knows how to use it. My baby loves, my baby loves love, and she's got what it takes. And she knows how to use it. My baby loves, my baby.
Local news, timeless hits, 97.9 FM, WGBW. Pete Schwabe in every night, Monday through Friday, 6 until 8. It's Nightlight with Pete. Some of the great stories of entertainment right here in Green Bay and around the entire state. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknight 6 until 8, on your home for local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
FM.
as the snow flies. On a cold and gray Chicago morning, a poor little baby child is born in the ghetto.
In the ghetto.
And his mama cries. 'Cause if there's one thing she don't need, is another hungry mouth to feed in the ghetto. People, don't you understand? The child needs a helping hand. He'll grow to be an angry young man someday. Take a look at you and me. Are we too blind to see? Do we simply turn our heads and look the other way? Well, the world turns, and a hungry little boy with a runny nose plays in the street as a cold wind blows in the ghetto.
In the ghetto.
And his hunger burns. So he starts to roam the streets at night, and he learns how to steal, and he learns how to fight in the ghetto. Then one night in desperation, the young man breaks away. He buys a gun, he steals a car, tries to run, but he don't get far, and his mama cries. As a crowd gathers round, an angry young man face down in the street with a gun in his hand in the ghetto. And as her young man dies, on a cold and gray Chicago morning, another little baby child is born in the ghetto.
In the ghetto.
And his mama cries.
This world of beauty, everything I do,
that your laughter cannot hide, and you're afraid to let your eyes meet mine. And lately, when I love you, I know you're not satisfied. Woman, have you got cheating on your mind? On your mind. I've seen the way men look at you when they think I don't see, and it hurts to have them think that you're that kind. But it's knowing that you're looking back that's really
Advisory Committee, handpicked by Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., has recommended that the CDC adopt new restrictions on a combo shot of chickenpox, measles, mumps, and rubella. ABC's Steve Osunsami has more from Atlanta.
So the question, of course, is why the need for these changes? Well, the panel says that by removing the chickenpox vaccine from the others, you reduce the potential risks or side effects associated with the vaccine. Tomorrow is the big vote to consider whether the country will stop giving the hepatitis B vaccine to newborns.
President Trump has filed an emergency appeal with the Supreme Court over a lower court's order temporarily blocking the removal of Lisa Cook as governor on the Federal Reserve Board. The NYPD says at least 11 elected officials have been arrested at a sit-in protesting against ICE outside Federal Plaza in Manhattan. Demonstrators say immigrant New Yorkers have been illegally detained in the building, usually after routine hearings. This is ABC News. Tomorrow, French President Emmanuel Macron will visit the towers of Notre Dame following their restoration.
On Saturday, the towers of Notre Dame will reopen to the public. The towers and bells made famous in the film The Hunchback of Notre Dame, based on Victor Hugo's book, have been closed for the past 6 years following the massive fire that ravaged much of the iconic Gothic cathedral. Friday, France's president will inaugurate the new tour showcasing the restored bell towers along with the updated new spaces to view Paris. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Mark Zuckerberg unveiled first-of-its-kind smart glasses at an event in Menlo Park this week. The AI-powered Ray-Ban glasses contain a small digital display built into the lenses, allowing users